Hachette Audio presents Inside the NRA, a tell-all account of corruption, greed, and paranoia within the most powerful political group in America. Written by Joshua L. Powell, former chief of staff to Wayne LaPierre and senior strategist for the National Rifle Association. Read by Jonathan Davis. This book is dedicated to the more than 100 million gun owners and the millions of other Americans, whatever their convictions about the Second Amendment, who deserve better. Prologue. Fallen Angels. Friday, December 14th, 2012, 9:30 a.m., New York City, Bleecker and Broadway. After a raucous evening of too much drinking too late into the night in Soho, I was nursing a bad hangover. I was in New York to meet with a team from Cerberus, the giant private equity firm. They had formed a fund called the Freedom Group to roll up or invest in a number of gun companies, including Remington Arms and Bushmaster, in order to grow their portfolio. As somebody in the private equity retail business, a gun guy, and a fan of Remington, I was brought in an advisory role. I had met with Bob Nardelli, the former CEO of Chrysler and now CEO of the Freedom Group, and a number of other execs at an off-site meeting in Savannah to hear their vision. I had a couple of calls planned with the guys from Remington to finalize some details from the meeting. I had first gotten to know the group through my friend Tony Macris, the head of the Mercury Group, a subsidiary of the marketing firm Ackerman McQueen. Through Tony, I had met the Cerberus people and Wayne LaPierre, a hero of mine, and the longtime executive director of the National Rifle Association. I had always been a gun rights advocate. Tony and I had met at the Safari Club in Reno, and Wayne and others had become aware of me through my efforts to pass Chicago's concealed weapons law. Since then, I had become a part of the close-knit gun rights lobby. One of the gang. 9:34 a.m., Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School. "Stay put," shouted the principal, Don Hochsprung, emerging from room 9 with school psychologist Mary Sherlach. Moments later, 65 grain bullets from 223 cartridges, traveling at 3200.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?